Welcome, everyone. This is Dan DeMay in Sarasota, Florida. Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night Ask Me Training podcast series. We're so glad you're with us. This is going to be a fantastic call. It's going to be a fun and a very fast-paced call with a lot of great information. You're going to want to stay glued to your phone and certainly take as many notes as you possibly can, because it's going to be beneficial in so many ways. You know what? For this Ask Me Training podcast, we caught up with these two amazing leaders in the business, not in their hometown of Auckland, New Zealand, but in Hawaii instead. So before we find out what's taking them all the way to Hawaii from New Zealand, let's first share some of their background. Graham Hay and Sophie Vogman Hay are presidential directors, also known as team lead executives. And prior to starting his business in 1994, Graham owned his own travel agency. But in 2001, Graham started to build his Nu Skin business in a very substantial way. Now, Sophie's background before joining the business was in the hospitality and travel industry, and both Graham and Sophie are multilingual, which certainly has benefited them tremendously because, you know what, they've built a worldwide organization through their efforts. Graham and Sophie are recognized around the world as inspirational examples of success well-earned. They are highly sought-after leaders, experts, and speakers in our industry. And they've demonstrated their own example how one may literally earn more than $100,000 per month in this business. We're so happy that you're able to spend some time with us. Graham and Sophie, welcome to the Ask Me Training podcast series. Hello.
Aloha. Aloha from Hawaii.
And why are you in Hawaii, Graham and Sophie?
Why wouldn't you be? We are on our way to meet some of the successful leaders of the South Pacific on our success trip in Maui. So we're off. We're going to be in Maui for the next few days before live.
Boy, is that exciting! And then you'll be rounding out that trip to attend the Nu Skin Live Commission. We'll certainly look forward to seeing you there and. In just a week's time, that's going to be a lot of fun. You know what? Let's just jump right into the main topic of the call tonight. And I really want to get into as much information as we possibly can in the short period of time that we have together. But you had a recent visit with Giselle and Jonathan Sexsmith at the home office in Provo, Utah. And you also met with some corporate leaders. And I know this was really informative and inspiring, no doubt whatsoever. In fact, one of your encounters, I understand, was with Nu Skin's Chief Transformation Officer, Vince Perfetti. Tell us a little bit about your perspective that you gained about the opportunity platform from Vince.
Oh, Dan. Meeting with Vince was probably one of the top meetings that we had. You know, we've heard a lot about Vince coming and joining the company, being with us since almost a year now, since late last year. And spending a couple of hours with Vince was just an insight into not only the history of this man and what he's achieved, but also where we're going. And I tell you what, if there's ever been a time to be in partnership with NSE, I can tell you from my 20 years or plus experience, it is now. We truly believe.
Absolutely.
If anybody had ever had the inkling that it was possible to make $100,000 a month or more, then now is the time to be building a network as Vince and his team, along with all of the NSE corporate partners that we have, are creating this platform opportunity for us.
And I don't know about you, but I had to find out from the man himself. So I asked him the question, what is really this opportunity platform? Because everybody seems to be talking about it. Everybody, to me, it seemed like everybody kind of had a grasp of it. And really what I got away with is that we haven't even started yet. And it's about creating it's about creating the foundation of a future that we haven't got our head around to. And
they've been working over the past few months, as we heard so many times, with the migration of all of the Nu Skin data to the cloud. And Nu Skin has partnered with Aliyun in Asia and AWS or Amazon Web Services to take all of the data that Nu Skin has been keeping so accurately over the past 35, 36 years into the cloud. And one of the things that Vince told us about that was that the migration to the cloud is not an easy thing. I think he said he had brought in 200 people to work with him. And on the final couple of days, once they had everything ready, they spent 23 hours back-to-back.
21.
doing that migration. And for him, already having worked with places like the New York Library, Citicorp, other major corporations, and
GE,
and doing these migrations previously, that the migration of the Nu Skin data went in the most smooth fashion that he had ever seen, to the extent that both Amazon and maybe even Google, if I recall correctly, are wanting to write up this exercise as an example, as a case study in technology mags. So that has been a lot of the stuff that they've been working in the background. And we also spoke with Rich Wood. He mentioned that there was a lot of really exciting stuff, and we're not going to go into a lot of that this morning, but today.
But what Rich said is that it's about, for him as the CEO of the company, is to promise less and deliver more. However, what really came out is about the opportunity platform more than ever. And I don't know about you guys, but this is why we actually signed up for this business, is that there were three things that the CEO, when the founder, Blake Roney, started with, is products.
They were always going to make the most amazing products, and they're still doing that today.
And to keep accurate records.
And they're always doing that.
And this transition on the cloud is really an illustrate that this has happened over the last 36 years already. And really, and you've mentioned that, Dan, it's about a seamless compensation plan, a global seamless compensation plan. And Graham and I have been really focusing on building an international distribution channel.
So Vince was talking about the fact that data has always been available. It's always been there, but maybe not available to the entrepreneur to use in the way that the entrepreneur would want. And his role as chief technology officer, as he sees it, is to make that data available. And
so that would be what we call transparency, yes?
Yes, and to make it all transparent. And, you know, as CEO of our own businesses, we each have the opportunity to take that data and use it as we will. And, you know, NSE has always been an innovation company, but there maybe have been times in the past when when the data hasn't been available. But when you think about if they get all that data out there and they can start sharing it to the entrepreneurs in a timely fashion, in a way that they haven't been doing up until now,
and
the permutations for that will be incredible.
And what it means as well, Graham, is that the transparency also allows us as CEO of our own company, because I don't know about you, but for me, a success is built on failures. And if we don't know both sides, the successes and the failures, it's like something's missing, right? So it's important as a CEO that we get access to all this data. And this is what Vince is saying that we're going to get. And to me, it's like the most exciting thing, because we can really see what the future holds and really just an open universe, really.
And when you think about it, we were talking also with another founding distributor at his home last week, and Craig Bryson was sharing again a concept which really just blew our minds again. You can hear this as many times as you like, yeah, but it still just will blow you away. And if you're thinking about a chessboard, and, you know, I'm not a massive chess player myself, but at least I understand how the moves are made on a chessboard. And after
one move each
on both sides of a chessboard, there are 40 possible permutations on that chessboard. However, if each player were to continue moving for four moves, so that's I move, you move, I move, you move, I move, you move, I move, you move, the permutations possible on that chessboard would be an incredible
315 billion possibilities.
And when we talk...
Oh, my God, our head just blew.
When you talk about possibility, it's like a million entrepreneurs right now tied, connected to the platform, and was building to 10 million. And then you take each one of those people using the data as CEO of their own business. Oh, my goodness, Dan, can you imagine the permutations, the possibilities of where we could go with this, using the information to know what's working in what market, for which demographic, figuring out, within our own networks, what's working and what's not working, and be able to base it not only on a feeling, but on empirical data. And this is something that Vince has come from the industry of creating the input and the output of the data lake and making it available to the people that want to use it. And now he's here with us.
And the craziest thing is we really got what it means for the company to, and we've heard it from Richwood, the vision of the company has evolved because it had to, from going to be the number one in direct selling, in the industry of direct selling, to being one of
the leading business
opportunity platform in the world.
And you've heard it before, but it's taking us from a $183 billion industry into a $4 trillion industry. And 90% of the growth that is yet to happen will be happening from new people that we bring into the business, which means the opportunity that exists today is bigger for anyone starting today than it was even 35 years ago.
And that was like mind-blowing, literally mind-blowing.
I can't help but think, guys, when Cindy and I got involved, there was a pretty successful leader in the business who used to say every single meeting we attended, ladies and gentlemen, this is big business. This is big, big business. I don't think he had any clue back then, nor could he possibly have a clue as to what the opportunities are today compared to what they were before. And you really came away with that sense, didn't you, from these fantastic meetings you had with Rich Wood, the CEO of the company, Craig Bryson, the founding distributor, Vince Perfetti, the chief transformation officer, and so many others. This is a realization beyond anyone's imagination, is it not?
Yeah, totally.
Totally. And Dan, it was crazy because before we went in, we were like, wow, let's have a moonshot thinking strategy. Let's go that way. And what we came away is like, well, that's already been done, really.
30 years ago.
Yeah. July 69, the man was put on the moon. So now it's like, imagine if we could go to Mars. That's the kind of thinking we need to get to. And that might even be too small.
And this is what Vince was talking about, was that when he's talking with the directors of the company and the principals of the company, this is the kind of thinking that he's bringing to it. And, the company's been making acquisitions lately. We all know about Groviv. We got to go and visit Groviv. And there's something about walking through that door at the Groviv
center.
And, I was humbled. I literally was humbled when I saw the way that they put that place together, and I really got the simplicity of the ideas behind taking the seeds that have been, ancient seeds and the seeds that are the source of life and being able to make them available in such an abundant way around the world and potentially even on Mars. Who knows? But, And although our 6% may not actually be Grover will be contributing to the products that we put through that compensation plan called Velocity, there are so much more for Grover in the world today. Again, the permutations of where this could go. In fact, some of the people that were with us actually got to hear about and see the Bates family farm, not far away, where they've got 5 grow pods already operational in a big tent, and they're building it now to 10. And this farm that they're using as a test farm, not only to grow the plants, but then to test the milk and also to test the quality of product that the animals are producing, is an implementation of this technology. And just last weekend, the equivalent of the Westminster Show for Dogs, which is called the Wisconsin Beef Show, was run. And the farm, the test farm that they've made up, that Grover has up running, was actually a real live test center that farmers can visit this farm in Utah and see the grow pod technology operational. And as the company that we own, that our company owns, called Groviv, now starts feeding the agricultural industry, then the profits made from that will also help us reduce margins, increase our margins from the profits, and potentially even in the future reduce the cost of some of our products as well. So where we can go with this, not only in providing the purest efficacious ingredients with no herbicides, pesticides, and guarantee it. You know, you've probably heard it before too, but organic is something that the consumer population is demanding today, but organic is already so passé, and you know, we have an obligation to get out there and start sharing the story of Groviv, which is the next level. And you know what? That's not even the whole story of what we've got today, because as Vince was saying, that his goal is to help Nu Skin NSE be recognized as a tech company. And the acquisitions that they've made of the manufacturing company and the packaging company, and of course Groviv, is only the beginning of where we're going. And when you think about where we've come from, the history of innovation, the acquisitions that the company's made, and now Vince with this Mars shot thinking and everything that he brings with his experience from all of these other companies that he's worked for, the opportunity really is so big that, as Sophie said to you before we started recording this call, we are not sleeping. You know, we're here for the success trip right now, but I tell you what, we are working with our teams like crazy. And
growth, getting new people too.
Growth is good.
And the craziest thing is, it might not even make sense to you, everything we are saying to you, because you had to be there to hear it, to really capture it. But one thing I'm getting, that Graham and I, we got, that this is the one focus for us in the next 5 to 10 years, is to grow the biggest organization for ourselves and for the people. Because that's, you know, when we were talking to Craig Bryson, we got our focus back. It's about building the teams, building a distribution network, because it doesn't even matter what products they're going to bring out. It doesn't even matter the changes that will happen in the future. It's like, just focus on the things that will make a difference. And this is what we've learned from Giselle and John Sexsmith over the years, of all the people who have actually made an amazing contribution to the leadership today. So if you get anything out, is build big right now.
You know, when we first joined the business, Dan, we believed we were at the right place at the right time back then. And you know what? In the time that we've been with the company, we've seen so many new things come and also go. You know, there have been times when the company was dabbling with a project called Big Planet. And there was another time when the company and an inventor called Chaz Harbour bought an e-bike to market. And now, you know, you look at e-bikes in the world today. And then there was Photomax. And, you know, Giselle was even showing us an attachment for the LumiSpa, which is similar to a galvanic attachment, so that you don't actually have to have a different device. Now, none of these devices actually lasted long-term because perhaps the data and the transparency wasn't available for all of the entrepreneurs aligned with NSE at the time.
Yes, it seemed like at the time, the distributor force was ahead of its time, and it was always playing catch-up. Today, it's the other way around, and this is what Rich Wood has been promising. It's like promise less and deliver more. And what Vince Perfetti has brought up with the opportunity platform, it's like taking us to a whole new deal.
And as Sophie said before, the ideas that they're bringing to market with the technologies that they understand, which will make data available for us, you know, like, you know, taking the information from people's Facebook or Twitter or Instagram accounts and then suggesting products that they may be interested in because of what they're commenting on. And so, you know, and then, you know,
we haven't even started.
They have so many
technologies
that are already out there. Concept stores, even in the U.S. market, the oldest market, and things that they're talking about right now are incredible. Long story short, we, as entrepreneurs, will be able to make more money than we've ever made before, live the lives that we've always dreamed of. And for me, because I'm really lazy, and I joined this business so that I really could have more time. You know, we were at Pipeline Beach yesterday, and I can tell you what, I much prefer that than an office. But being able to do more with less, traveling the world and being able to work from our phone, connecting people with what they want and allowing them to live the lives that they've always dreamed of living.
And making a difference along the way. That's it.
Being paid handsomely. And, you know, Vince coming on board, you know, we heard his story about how he came across, and you got to ask yourself, why would somebody like this come and join NSE today?
And we did ask him this question.
That's right. And although some of the things that NSE brought to market in the past didn't quite make it as big as they could have, Vince believes that NSE could become bigger than Amazon. And when you get that and you internalize it and you can feel it in your pores,
in yourself,
then you'll be waking up 5 hours earlier, not one.
And what Vince said is when he's hearing the founders and the CEO and the CFO of the company and the president of the company today, he's saying it aligns. It aligns with everything he's believed in, and he's giving his all. And I don't know about you guys, but we signed up all over again, and we're all in.
And you know what? There are so many people who are joining at the same time, and they're all excited as well. But you know what? What I always like to do is I like to share the perspective of people who have all the kinds of experience that you guys have. You've been in business for a quarter of a century, 25 years. We have people listening to this podcast, I can assure you, have literally enrolled within the past 24 hours. What can you tell to those folks in particular, based upon what you learned over the past few days, in terms of what they need to do to take a huge bite out of this apple?
Fair thing. The principles of our business haven't changed. You got to start with a big dream. You got to know your why. Because at the end of the day, you are CEO of your own business. You may not feel like it, you are right now, but you are. And that's what this platform allows you to develop into. And you can do it at your own pace, and that is the great thing. And you have the support that is there. The faster that you do it right now, the bigger the organization you can create. And really,
to build this business, 90% is enthusiasm, our sheer enthusiasm, nothing else.
You know, when we first started, I remember listening to somebody saying, light yourself on fire and people will come to watch you from far to watch you burn. And you know, if you light yourself on fire with enthusiasm for where this is going, then you will attract people just by who you are being, not even what you're saying. And it's kind of like being unconsciously competent.
I love that.
And just sharing your love for life, your love for sharing, and your love for other people and making a difference. So dream big, massive action, total discipline, and then take the rest of your life off.
If you want.
Right now, understanding that the timing of building the foundation is now. So, along that vein, Dan, we have to go. We got to go build a business.
You got to go, and also enjoy some more of that beautiful Hawaii sunshine. And we certainly have enjoyed spending time with you, Graham and Sophie Hay, presidential directors from Auckland, New Zealand. And thanks to Cindy DeMay for booking these world-class leaders to speak on this podcast. We can't thank all of you enough, and I certainly do hope that you'll come back early and often, Graham and Sophie, because it's been a lot of fun. But my gosh, go enjoy the fruits of your labor. Go enjoy the fun of Hawaii. Go enjoy building the business, because the best is yet to come. So by all means, anyone who's listening to this podcast, you want to share this one with your teams. You're going to get inspiration and information that they never dreamed of. Just go to Facebook, axelme.com, and also share it with anyone who may be interested in taking a look at this business as an opportunity, because they'll really be inspired by Graham and Sophie's message. So Graham and Sophie, hey, presidential directors, thanks for joining us on the Axel Me podcast. We'll be back next Thursday, October 10 at 8 p.m. New York time from the New Skin Live Convention. So you'll check out Facebook. We'll be doing live streaming from there, and you'll want to catch up on all the great information that we're going to gather for you. So again, thanks, Graham and Sophie. Thanks, Cindy. Thanks to all of our listeners. We'll talk with everyone soon. Good night.